It's now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Reporter Blaise Lovell has a story about our harbors and the new hikes in fees that take effect come November 1st. Good morning, Blaise.
Good morning, Catherine.
You know, I have to say, this headline I've seen over the decades, you know, we've heard this complaint that the boaters just not happy about any fee hikes.
Exactly, and it's one of Hawaii's perennial problems, I think. And one of the problems that has been plaguing the harbors is that harbor officials think that the fees were too low for too long, and that's kind of why there's such a big jump in the fees this time around. And also it relates to some of the maintenance issues at the harbors. Having those low fees for so long is what the officials say is why some of the facilities have fallen into such disrepair. They have about $310 million of deferred maintenance and other improvement projects that the department hopes to pursue in the coming years to help out with some of that.
Right, and I know the boaters have said, gosh, the conditions are really deplorable. You know, I think recently we saw that the landing area over in Manalua Bay, mm-hmm. here on Oahu, that fell into the water, and the boaters couldn't use that for a long time. So the criticism that the harbors are in bad shape, you know, is a valid one.
Exactly. It's something the boaters bring up. It's something the department brings up, and we're kind of caught in like this circular argument. Right, or this kind of circle where it's like the department needs to raise fees or find other funding mechanisms to fix the harbors, but at the same time, the boaters may not be able to, you know, keep their moors and keep their boats and keep their slips while also affording these higher fees. And that's actually one of the worries that the department has. When I spoke to Ed Underwood, he said that he can't put an exact estimate of how much the department might make by the fee increases because they don't know if people might end up leaving because they can't afford the new rates.
Right, and they went outside to a third party to kind of figure out what the rates should be, right?
Yeah, and they had to do that, they said, because they didn't have the expertise before to set a rate that would give them a good return. This is the first time they've raised fees using that third party. The ledge gave them the approval in 2011 to contract with a real estate appraiser that could set rates for them. And that's one of the reasons why we're seeing such a huge jump in fees as opposed to years prior.
Right. And they're also looking at a different formula. So not just on the size of the boat, but the dock size as well.
That's also part of the new rules. And one of the recommendations from the appraiser, since other private harbors here and in the mainland do the same thing, they charge by whichever is greater, the length of the vessel or the length of the dock. And it's in line with what other harbors do. But the boaters are, you know, they're kind of complaining because some of them have shorter boats with a lot of extra dock space. So sometimes they'll be paying for space that they aren't using. And it's kind of complicated for them to try to get a new dock, a shorter dock where their boat would better fit. It's a bit of a longer process.
So what have you heard from the boaters that you reached out to?
Yeah, you know, they're worried too. They're worried that they're kind of being priced out of this area because of the huge raise in fees. A lot of it was affordable, I guess, for some more middle-class people, and they're worried that it's going to start forcing them out, and people that are able to afford the fees will start moving in. Another worry that they have, and it's part of the state's long-term plan for the harbors, is to eventually contract out with a private company that could manage the harbors. DOBOR is a relatively small department in DLNR, and they're kind of stretched thin with resources and staffing, and that's one of the reasons why they want to get operations of the harbor out contracted to a different entity.
Right, and I know there's been lots of discussion about the Alawai Harbor. You know, we've watched over the years the proposals come and go. We watched them take away the fuel station there, and It's just kind of, it's been a mixed bag, but they are worried about privatization and what that might mean for not just the boaters, but the department itself.
Mm-hmm. Alawai is actually, I think, going to be one of the first places to be privatized. And right now they're looking at proposals and what kind of developments they could place there. Also a worry of the boaters, since they fear they may be forced out with this new private development.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much, Blaze.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Blaze Lovell with today's reality check. To read his story on this issue, visit civilbeat.org.